People in coastal regions of Asia, particularly those living in cities, could face some of the worst effects of global warming, climate experts will warn this week. Hundreds of millions of people are likely to lose their homes as flooding, famine, and rising sea levels sweep the region, one of the most vulnerable on Earth to the impact of global warming, the UN states. The report, Climate Change 2014, Impacts, Adaptation and Vulnerability, makes it clear that for the first half of this century, countries such as the UK will avoid the worst impacts of climate change, triggered by rising carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere. By contrast, people living in developing countries in low latitudes, particularly those along the coast of Asia, will suffer the most, especially those living in crowded cities. A final draft of the report will be debated by a panel of scientists set up by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, this week at a meeting in Yokohama, Japan, and will form a key part of the IPCC's fifth assessment report on global warming, whose other sections will be published later this year. According to the scientists who have written the draft report, hundreds of millions of people will be affected by coastal flooding and land loss as global temperatures rise, ice caps melt, and sea levels rise. The majority of it will be in East, Southeast, and South Asia. Some small island states are expected to face very high impacts. In addition, the report warns that cities also face particular problems. Heat stress, extreme precipitation, inland and coastal flooding, as well as drought and water scarcity, pose risks in urban areas, with risks amplified for those lacking essential infrastructure and services or living in exposed areas. The report adds that this latter forecast is made with very high confidence. The report makes grim reading. This comprehensive scientific assessment makes clear that climate change is having a growing impact in the UK and around the world, and that the risks of catastrophic consequences increase every day as more greenhouse gas pollution is pumped into the atmosphere. I hope David Cameron will read this report and understand the huge dangers of delaying the bigger cuts in emissions that are required to protect our children, grandchildren, and future generations against this devastating threat, said Bob Ward, Policy and Communications Director at the Grantham Research Institute on Climate Change.